You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Topic: stewardship and the storehouse in heaven. Faithful with little.
How many times have you heard, a penny for your thoughts? Especially when I was little, I heard this often, as I would drift into my own little world. But how little is a penny really? Is it really that insignificant? It doesn't matter whether it's a little or a lot. If something is given, we need to be good stewards of it. The foundation for today's message on stewardship and the storehouse in heaven. Luke chapter 16, verse 1 to 13. Amplified Bible. 16. Also, Jesus said to the disciples, "There was a certain rich man who had a manager of his estate, and accusations against this man were brought to him that he was squandering his master's possessions. 2. And he called him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management of my affairs, for you can be my manager no longer.' 3. And the manager of the estate said to himself, 'What shall I do, seeing that my master is taking the management away from me? I am not able to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. 4. I have come to know what I will do, so that they, my master's debtors, may accept and welcome me into their houses when I am put out of the management. 5. So he summoned his master's debtors one by one, and he said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' 6. He said, 100 measures, about 900 gallons of oil. And he said to him, 'Take back your written acknowledgement of obligation and sit down quickly and write 50, about 450 gallons. 7. After that, he said to another, 'And how much do you owe?' He said, 100 measures, about 900 bushels, of wheat. He said to him, 'Take back your written acknowledgement of obligation and write 80, about 700 bushels. 8. And his master praised the dishonest, unjust manager for acting shrewdly and prudently. For the sons of this age are shrewder and more prudent and wiser in relation to their own generation, to their own age and kind, than are the sons of light. 9. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous mammon, deceitful riches, money, possessions, so that when it fails, they, those you have favored, may receive and welcome you into the everlasting habitations, dwellings. 10. He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much, and he who is dishonest and unjust in a very little thing is dishonest and unjust also in much. 11. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the case of unrighteous mammon, deceitful riches, money, possessions, who will entrust to you the true riches? 12. And if you have not proved
faithful in that which belongs to another, whether God or man, who will give you that which is your own, that is, the true riches?
13. No servant is able to serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will stand by and be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, riches, or anything in which you trust and on which you rely. There are several valuable truths to be learned from this parable. One is that one cannot be trusted with much when they are not able to take care of little. The second truth is that we cannot serve two masters. It is simply impossible to give two masters the same dedication. This means that one of them will get less attention and devotion. The third truth, which we discussed last week in the parable of the talents, is that we are stewards of that which we have. It is God's. What is really being conveyed through the dealings in this story is that when you are caught, you better have some good friends here on earth. God knows, and when you are not able to be a good steward with the little that He has entrusted to you on earth, how will He be able to trust you with much that is heavenly? Taking something that is not ours is called stealing. But being a bad steward and not yielding the expected return on what is entrusted to us because we didn't handle it correctly is indeed a form of stealing as well. When we trust in ourselves and our own riches, what happens? Let's take a look at some very famous proverbs. There are so many, and I highly encourage you to delve into them for great wisdom. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, King James Version. 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. 10. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 2 to 3, Amplified Bible. 2. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness, moral and spiritual rectitude in every area and relation delivers from death. 3. The Lord will not allow the uncompromisingly righteous to famish, but He thwarts the desire of the wicked. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 6, Amplified Bible. 6. In the house of the uncompromisingly righteous is great priceless treasure, but with the income of the wicked is trouble and vexation. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10 to 12, King James Version. 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. 11. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as an high wall in his own conceit. 12. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. And we could go on and on with God's wisdom on this. You might say, oh yes, that's just logic. But then, where does this wisdom come from? There is no logic about it. It is all about obedience to God and accepting the role of being a great and wonderful steward. When we are good stewards, we take ownership of what has been given to us. Ownership is one of those favorite words, but what is ownership? In short, it is treating something that is not ours as if it were ours. Looking back at our theme scripture from Luke chapter 16, we have been entrusted with something really valuable, our time. Maybe we have low self-esteem and say, a minute here, a minute there, it's nothing, just like that little penny. But let's examine just a penny. The average life expectancy in America is 76 years. Let's say that at 16 years of age, we are old enough to drive. So let's take this age to make an honest decision for Christ, which gives us 60 years in His service. In a day, we fool around for about 4 hours. We sleep for 8 hours. And we have 12 hours of productivity or semi-productivity. A minute here and a minute there over those 12 hours is 720 minutes in 12 hours. That amounts to 262,800 minutes per year. Therefore, in 60 years, we have 15,768,000 minutes. Adding 15 days for the leap years, that gives us a total of 15,778,800 minutes. Just a penny, right? Luke chapter 16, verse 11, Common English Bible. 11. If you haven't been faithful with worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? Our omnipotent God, who is not bound by our measurement of time, knows us from the moment we were born until the moment we die. God is the Aleph and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He does not see us as we see our little penny. He sees us with our true potential. You and I are worth more to Him than just a penny or even those 15,778,800 pennies. We are worth more to him than a billion pennies, about five school buses. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28 to 33, Common English Bible. 28. Don't be afraid of those who kill the body but can't kill the soul. Instead, be afraid of the one who can destroy both body and soul,
in hell.
29. Aren't two sparrows sold for a small coin? But not one of them will fall to the ground without your Father knowing about it already. 30. Even the hairs of your head are all counted. 31. Don't be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows. 32. Therefore, everyone who acknowledges me before people, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. 33. But everyone who denies me before people, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. Being good stewards of God's given time, talents, and indeed our lives opens up the riches from heaven. The prophets have declared it, and God continues to affirm it time and time again. Time we spend for God in this life makes us into instruments of God's kingdom on earth. Those small actions matter, and they matter even more for eternity. We must remain faithful in all things, starting with the smallest things that seem to carry little value. God, in his eternal wisdom, is always evaluating our faithfulness with little. And as we prove faithful, he entrusts us with more. We are called to be stewards, not owners, of all that God has given us. In this way, our stewardship is not merely about material wealth, but also about how we manage the time, gifts, and responsibilities he has given us. Time is one of the most precious resources God has entrusted to us. Unlike money or possessions, time is finite and irreplaceable. We cannot store it up for later or buy more of it. Every moment is a gift from God, and how we use that time speaks volumes about our priorities. If we use our time wisely, investing it in meaningful work, relationships, and in growing closer to God, we demonstrate our faithfulness to Him. Time management, therefore, is not just a practical skill, but a spiritual discipline. It reflects our understanding that we are merely stewards of the days, hours, and minutes given to us, and that our time on earth has eternal significance. Ownership, in the context of our faith, is an illusion. We often view the things we possess as our own, but in reality, everything we have belongs to God. The Bible consistently teaches that God is the true owner of all things, our wealth, our health, our talents, and even our very lives. When we understand that we are not owners but stewards, it changes how we approach our possessions. It becomes about managing what He has given us in a way that honors Him and furthers His kingdom. This shift in mindset is crucial because it frees us from the temptation of greed and self-centeredness and calls us to a life of generosity, humility, and selflessness. Faithfulness is not a quality we develop overnight. It is cultivated over time through consistent choices. It is easy to be faithful when things are going well, but true faithfulness is revealed in times of hardship, uncertainty, and when things don't go according to our plans. God calls us to be faithful, not just when it is easy, but especially when it requires sacrifice. Just as the parable of the talents shows, we are to use what we've been given, whether little or much, to the best of our ability. Being faithful in small things trains us for greater responsibility, teaching us to rely on God's provision and trust in His timing. In light of this, our time, like everything else in life, should be considered a gift from God, one that we must steward with care and purpose. Time is a resource that can either be wasted or invested, and the investment we make today determines the fruit we will bear tomorrow. When we use our time to serve God, to build relationships, and to contribute to the well-being of others, we are faithfully managing the gift of time He has given us. Faithfulness in this area will lead to growth, both spiritually and practically, and it will prepare us for even greater things that God wants to entrust to us. As stewards of time, we are also called to reflect the faithfulness of God Himself. God is perfectly faithful in all things, never changing, always reliable. We, in turn, are called to reflect that faithfulness in our stewardship. We do this by being good managers of the time He has allotted to us, using it in ways that align with His will. This will require intentionality and discipline, but it will ultimately lead to a life of fulfillment and purpose, knowing that we are fulfilling God's plan for us. It also means that as we manage our time wisely, we reflect the love and wisdom of the Father, pointing others to His glory. May we, each of us, understand the significance of being a steward, faithful even in the little things. Let's pray.
Lord, we thank You for the reminder that You have entrusted us with Your time, talents, and treasures. Help us to use them wisely, honoring You in every decision we make. We want to be good stewards of the little things so that You may entrust us with more. May our hearts be aligned with Yours, always seeking Your kingdom first. In Jesus' name, amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.